Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $100. All right, Amy, you ready to do this today?
Yes.
I would love for Raven to lose 2 days in a row. I can't remember the last time that's happened. It's been a long time.
I mean, like when you said this yesterday, you were like, I'd love for you to lose today. I don't know why. Like, it's the same every day.
I'm jinxing you. All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room, Amy?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, the Walt Disney Company settled a class action lawsuit seeking $9.5 million for deceptive business practices surrounding its Disneyland annual pass program. Which princess's castle is the centerpiece at both Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World and Tokyo Disneyland?
Cinderella.
Number two, Sophie Turner and Taylor Swift were photographed out in New York City. They were headed to Temple Bar. Sophie Turner has been in the news lately for the announcement that her husband has filed for divorce. Who's her husband?
Joe Jonas.
Number three, 98 Degrees joked around saying that the NSYNC reunion stole their thunder because their band has also been having a comeback. How are Nick and Drew related?
They're brothers.
Number four, a Danish artist was fined $77,000 for giving a museum 2 blank canvases and saying they were art. What artist painted The Last Supper?
Oh, goodness. Oh, boy. Not Da Vinci. No.
Oh. Final answer.
Michelangelo.
Number five, Kim Kardashian is rumored to be dating NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. This isn't the first time she dated an NFL player. She dated what player during season one of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm horrible with football.
That's okay. All right, that's time. All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Amy.
Not great, not terrible. $100. Let's see how we do.
Number one, Walt Disney Company settled a class action lawsuit seeking $9.5 million for deceptive business practices surrounding its Disneyland annual pass program.
Okay.
Which princess's castle is the centerpiece at both Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World and Tokyo Disneyland?
Cinderella.
Cinderella is correct. Number two, Sophie Turner and Taylor Swift were photographed together out in New York City. They were headed to Temple Bar.
Girl power.
Girl power. Sophie Turner has been in the news lately for the announcement that her husband has filed for divorce. Who's her husband?
Joe Jonas.
I thought that was interesting. Because remember, Taylor Swift dated Joe Jonas back in the day.
Yeah, a long, long time ago.
And, like, she famously made fun of him because he broke up on a phone call with her in 29 seconds. That's how he broke up with
her. That seems funny.
Number three, I just feel like a fly on the wall at that bar.
Yeah.
Number three, 98 Degrees joked around saying NSYNC reunion stole their thunder because they have their own comeback right now.
Well, to compare their thunder seems a little bit silly, but okay.
How are Nick and Drew related?
They're brothers.
That's right. You guys are tied. Number four, a Danish artist was fined $77,000 for giving a museum 2 blank canvases and saying they were art. What artist painted The Last Supper?
Last Supper's Da Vinci, isn't it?
Da Vinci is right. Amy, you said it.
Yeah. And you know what? Did you see what he called the 2 blank canvases?
What was it?
Take the money and run.
That,
I mean, it sounds artsy to me.
Right. Number five, Kim Kardashian is rumored to be dating NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. This isn't the first time she's dated an NFL player. She dated what player during season one of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Which one did you say? Which sister?
Kim.
Who did she date? I can't remember.
Reggie Bush.
Oh, yeah. A thousand years ago. Yep. Right.
I'm sorry, Amy. 4-3 today. That'll get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Amy, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $200 tomorrow, Anna.